This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Cyrus Cassells, author of Is There Room for Another Horse on Your Horse Ranch? And The World That the Shooter Left Us, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of April. I hope that you enjoy today's offering, brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Lo Kwamean. Reading Pinocchio, You Must Not Stop for a Friend. There is a valley in the story I can't leave until I admit I did not attend the burial beneath it. Drop the pencil with no hilt. Arrow the page. I'll become what it leads to. The histories have claimed you, but none will speak your name. Whereas grief, all prophecy, no lies. When this is a fantasy, we both live to discover our true names. The desire ends in you or lives on in me, just a worm I can manage. In my fantasy, what's funny is how nothing is yet. I wrote myself here so you can be too. I'm standing right there so my shame can see your love's shadow. You float like the stars, ice from a sky, a crossroad rising over the sea of failure. My heart avoids itself, like a moon once married to the sea. The crossroad asks what I bring to the tale. It's a good question. I wish I did not know, but I know how to tell the truth, like a demon bleeding in the basement. And under the basement, two children fight to make mercy last. You push harder, but rain floods the vehicle that rises from the corner to take one of us home. In the story, the world is familiar, then bright, distant bells screaming for salvation, but you are gone. I am sick and holding the violent breath of my need. I am somehow, though not at last, alive and well. About this poem. I wrote and revised this poem over a period of 7 years after a beloved friend died. This poem is an attempt to write about her bravery and my wish that I had loved her differently. I wrote the poem through the persona of Pinocchio, imagining a character who journeys to the underworld for her friend, because this narrative structure helped me access coherent language and imagery that I could not have spoken in grief.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day and, if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.